And over the past 3 months, it's been the wettest three-month period for average rainfall in Tasmania's history. So what can we expect for the next 3 months? The Bureau has released its latest climate outlook for August, September and October this morning. And climatologist with the Bureau, Ian Barnes-Keegan, joins the country hour to look at the predictions. Thanks for your time, Ian.
No worries, Tony.
Well, just looking back firstly, and the rainfall certainly well above average, and the amounts probably unexpected over the past 3 months.
Yeah, it was. We've had such an extraordinary ride coming out of that extremely dry spring and then a pretty dry summer, apart from rain in the northeast. And then once we got into May, it just started to rain, and it's rained and it's rained and it's rained. We've sort of been getting rain from two places as well, which is a little bit unusual. So the East Coast lows that really brought the rain during June, those very heavy rain up in the northeast with the flooding, that, you know, kicked things along very well there. But we've also had these westerlies, and it was westerlies that we got through May, and it's those that we're getting a bit more of in July. So they're the ones that are bringing the water into the western half of the state. So the whole state has ended up having a very wet 3 months. So far, we're averaging 770 millimetres. That's going to edge up a little bit, but that's so far above the previous record of 714, which is back in 1931. It really is an extraordinary standout 3 months.
Yeah, it's probably one record we don't want to see broken.
Well, yeah, except coming off that exceptionally dry time, it's obviously good for the larger storages, good to get the water in. It's just a pity that it's coming quite as quickly as it is, so causing lots of problems with runoff and consequent floods. So, you know, if only we could get this much rain spread more evenly through the year. But unfortunately, climate system doesn't quite work like that.
And when we look at a place like Mount Reid, 2 metres of rain in that period, just explain to us what that means.
Yes, it's hard to picture it, and to be honest, that's not an extraordinary amount compared to other places in Australia, such as tropical North Queensland along the Great Dividing Range there, where, you know, they would look at those figures and think that it was just a light shower. But what we see on the West Coast is often get these just day after day after day of rain or snow, sometimes quite heavy totals, sometimes just moderate totals, although moderate totals there are still often measured in dozens of millimetres. And that's what we've seen. So right through, really since May, it's just been raining, not non-stop, but for most of the time on the West Coast. Now, Mount Reid, it's reported just over 2,000 millimetres for the 3 months. Pretty sure that there's actually been more than that, because when it does snow up there, the gauge, which is an automatic system, just can't really keep up, can't measure the snow properly. So there's probably been more. The exact amount's a little bit uncertain. But that amount would be, again, a record for a Tasmanian site, 2,000 millimetres in 3 months. And the month's not over yet, so still a little bit more to go.
Mm. Well, looking ahead now, Ian, what are the predictions for rainfall over the next 3 months?
Yeah, well, unpacking it a little bit, August looks like a continuation of the westerlies is quite likely. So still rain coming into the western half of the state. So above average rain is indicated as being the most likely outcome. Overall, though, the other big thing that we've got going is a very strong negative Indian Ocean dipole event. And if anyone wants to have a bit of a quick run through, we've got a couple of good videos, both the one for the current outlook and also a good one on the Indian Ocean dipole. Just runs through what it does. Tends just to clip us, but what we do get with an Indian Ocean dipole is a negative event, is a feed of moisture coming in from northwest of Australia, streams in, reaches the southeast of the continent and rains, and often rains quite a bit, especially at this time of year. And if everything's aligned just right, that rain will come down over Tasmania. And that's certainly something that's been happening just recently with exceptional feeds of rain into southeast Australia, including Tasmania. That looks like being important for the next couple of months. It's a very strong event, so it'll probably kick on quite nicely. Probably start to wane as we head further out, though. So Tasmania's sort of squeezed between different things. Those westerlies, say, they look probable to continue through August or still be dominant through August, but into September becomes less clear whether they'll still be there. So overall, most likely going to be a wet 3 months. The probabilities are higher in the eastern half of the state, probably because of a potential for another event to come in from the east, but it's all very much up in the air. But certainly a continuation of the wet pattern seems the most likely outcome, but perhaps a little bit of a drying as we head further out into the season.
And you mentioned the month of August. It's not really a kind weather month in Tasmania, is it?
It's not. Look, days are still short, temperatures are cold, can often be very wet, so what rain does fall doesn't evaporate at all. Obviously not a lot of growth from most plants. So it's really heading into the latter part of that season where we hope to be getting good growth coming off as the temperatures warm up. That said, temperatures are most likely to be above average, even though it's been really cold this last week since the cold outbreak on Saturday. The month of July looks like it's going to come in above average, and certainly the 3 months are tracking well above average for temperature, and that looks like most likely to continue. So it's still August. It's still it's still coming out of winter into spring. So temperatures aren't exactly going to be that bright, but probably continuing to track above average overall.
As a climatologist, have you seen a 12-month period of weather like the weather we've had in Tasmania ever?
It's quite extraordinary. One of the things that stands out for me is that we haven't had... Often what we've been having the last, say, decade is these really hot days or really windy days or really cold days. They're sort of individual day events. This 12 months, it's been much more a story of things happening over longer periods. So that very dry and persistently warm spring, or actually going back further to last winter where it was just persistently cold, then that dry and warm spring, a dry and warm summer, although with just that one episode, you know, it looked like that might continue. It's still tracking pretty warm through autumn. And now just the way things have turned around to being such a wet period since May is really quite extraordinary. And I can't remember anything quite so variable as this on that longer scale. So not just individual episodes, but big full season events.
Let's hope it quietens down as we get towards spring and summer, Ian.
It would be nice to have a nice just average spring, just to keep things ticking over nicely, but not do too much more damage.
All right. Thanks for your time, Ian. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That's the climatologist with the Bureau of Meteorology, Ian Barnes-Keegan, on the latest seasonal outlook from the Weather Bureau for the months of August, September and October. Looks likely to be above average rainfall and temperatures above average.